The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties, and a lot of those cities, believe it or not, have properties for under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first property out of state in the next 4 months, I encourage you to apply to my out-of-state coaching program. I purchased properties out of state, and it's absolutely changed my life completely. The same is possible for you too. You simply need the right information. That's all it takes. My program will provide you the hands-on support and a step-by-step process to buy that first property within 4 months. So go to outofstatemoney.com to apply today. Again, outofstatemoney.com to apply today, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors. Welcome back to the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast, and today's closing day features a solo episode from episode 112, and it's all about how to get tenants. So it's great to be able to get property, but how do you get people in the properties? Well, in this solo episode, we're going to talk about how to get tenants. And so without any further ado, today's closing day episode from episode 112. Let's get into it.
Today, we're going to talk about three tips to successfully find your first tenant. Three tips to successfully find your first tenant. It's almost like a preview to the course. And so very excited to get into it. So the first thing we're going to talk about is setting rent, right? It's very important to set the right rent when you're advertising your listing. You don't want it to be too high for the area where you may not get any traction. And you also don't want it to be too low because you'll undersell yourself, and we're in this business to make money, right? So the first thing you want to do is make sure you set the right rent. Now, if you had a tenant in that property for, let's say, several years, it's very possible that the rent may have changed in the market. And this is something that happened to me when I placed my most recent tenant. So it's very important to do your homework in this area. And so one resource that I'm going to talk about that you can use to look for what the rent is in your area is Zillow. Zillow is great because you can look up your zip code where your property is. You can look up homes that are similar to your properties, and you can see what it's renting for. And if you have a multi-unit, you can see what a unit with the bedrooms and bathrooms that you have is renting for. And the great thing about this is it takes away the guesswork, right? Like, you don't have to guess, right? You don't have to say, hey, oh, maybe I could add $100. That you can see in your zip code, you can see homes around you and what they're renting for. And this is a good test for what you can charge. And you may find that you can actually charge more than you were thinking, right? That's what happened to me. And so it's very important that you do this homework. So you just go to Zillow, type in your zip code for where your property or where your unit is at, and you just look for things that are similar to your property. If it's a similar bedroom and bath, if it's similar square footage, if it's a house that's similar to your house, that's a good test for what you should charge for rent. Now, as far as should you charge like the highest that you can, the highest that you see, it's up to you, right? I think it's up to your best judgment. You can test it out and see the kind of traction that you get. The most important thing is like your cash flow, right? So you need to have a number that gives you the cash flow that you want. And if you've had a tenant for several years and they moved out, it's very, and especially in these days, it's very likely that the cost of rent has gone up. So definitely something that you want to consider. And in the course, I'm going to, not just talk, not just show you a slide. I'm going to show you how I do it on Zillow and other platforms that have helped me to figure out what the right rent is. So the first tip is setting rent. Second is advertising your property. This is very, very important. We're going to talk about one of my favorite places to advertise listings. And so it's important to properly advertise your property, right? Because you only have a few seconds really to capture somebody's attention. So you want your listing to sound exciting. You want what's included in the writing part to sound exciting. You want your pictures to be good and not just pictures off of your cell phone. This is something that's very important. And so you always want to make sure that you have good pictures and you can find somebody to take them for you, or you can take them yourself if you have a good camera. And you also want to make sure you don't just say, oh, 3-bed, 2-bath, and that's it. Like, you want it to be exciting, right? You want it to be attractive. And in the course, I'm going to talk about how I structure mine. I'm giving you some tips on what could help you to structure your listing properly. So not only does it need to look attractive, you need to know where to post it, right? You can't just pass out flyers and think you're going to find a tenant that way. We're in a digital age right now. You need to get online, right? I'm sure there's ways you can promote and advertise your listing offline, but my recommendation is to make sure you double down online, because people are looking on a number of websites all the time. And I posted my most recent listing on plenty of websites, and I'll talk about where I posted it in the course. But one place that I posted it that I think is awesome that you may not have thought of is Facebook Marketplace. Facebook Marketplace. I really like Facebook Marketplace because you can talk to people right in the app who are interested. They can message you. They can ask questions. They can set up time to see the property. And you can really get a good gauge of the interest that you have. And people are looking for housing on Facebook Marketplace. And so I found a lot of success with Facebook Marketplace, in addition to a number of other websites that I'll dig into in the course. But Facebook Marketplace is a great, great place. I mean, people are on Facebook all the time now. And so one of the things they're looking for is housing. And so I like how interactive it is. Of course, you need to make sure your listing looks good. However, Facebook Marketplace is really, really good because, and I personally like it because I can talk to people right in the app. I don't have to go to email. I can send applications. I can let them know when the open houses are and things of that nature. And I'll dive a lot more into that during the course, as well as other places that I've found success in with posting. So the second tip is advertising the property correctly. So you want to make sure you have good pictures. You want to make sure that the words in the listing are exciting, that you talk about the benefits and why somebody would want to live there. You're a salesperson in this situation. You're trying to sell people on why they should live at your property. And then the third is a place where you can post is Facebook Marketplace. Facebook Marketplace, I think, is great. And also, I'm going to talk about how I use Facebook Marketplace in the course, as well as a number of other places that I found success in posting. And the thing is, like, it doesn't have to cost any money, right? That's one thing you may not know. I haven't paid a dime to advertise my most recent listing, and I was able to find a tenant. And so don't think you need to spend a whole lot of money. You know, the whole thing with placing your own tenant is that you're not paying a property manager, you're not paying a leasing agent 75% up to a whole month of rent to find a tenant for you. The course is going to teach you how to do it yourself, right? How to do it yourself, how to save that money, right? If you're just starting off as an investor, it's difficult to part with that money, right? Especially if you don't have much. So finding your own tenant is possible. You just need the right instructions. You need the right plan. You need the right resources. And that's what I'm going to provide you with in the course. So you're going to save a lot of money. You're going to save a lot of time because I'm going to show you how to do it efficiently, which is very important. You don't want to spin your wheels. I made a lot of mistakes that made my process less efficient, and I learned from those mistakes by the time I finally placed a tenant. So I want you all to avoid the mistakes that I made when it came to finding a tenant and having an efficient process. And I did it long distance. So this course is going to really be helpful for those who are long distance or those who are local. It's going to be the same information tailored to both of you if you are on one of those sides. So definitely excited about it. And the last tip is figuring out how to collect applications. This is very important. Some landlords collect paper applications that people can fill out in person, and that's fine. If that's how you want to do it, you know, more power to you. I'm not going to tell you that that's a bad way to go. You can also do it online. Now, it's important to figure out how you're going to do this. Are you going to have people email you? Are you going to have people fill out a form? Are you going to have people go to a particular website, like a property management website, where you can collect the applications? Like, you need to figure out how you're going to do it. The way that I did it is apartments.com. Apartments.com is free for landlords, free for tenants, of course. However, when people were interested, that's the link that I sent them, the apartments.com link. They can go ahead and apply. They can pay for their background check. I can see all their information, their pay stubs, previous landlords, references. I can see all that information, their credit score, their background check. I can see all that information on the apartments.com portal. I like apartments.com. It's easy to use. And I've used it as a tenant before, and now I'm using it as a landlord. And so I think apartments.com is great. It's free. So if you're just getting started and you don't want to pay, or you don't have money to pay for a fancy platform, then I think apartments.com is a great option for you. It's very important. Like, you need an application. You can't just tell anybody off the street, like, hey, you can stay in my property. You came and saw it. You told me you make this much at work. All right, you can live here. You can't do that. You have to have a thorough application process. You have to make sure that it's the right person for the property before you just hand the keys over. And there's a mistake that I made during my process. I thought that apartments.com, when someone is actually your tenant, they don't have to pay anything, right? They can just pay through the platform and that's it.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue and on Twitter at Bread Podcast. That's B-R-E-D Podcast. Until next time.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.